You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
A Super Smiley Adventure is brought to you by State Farm.
I'm Smiley the dog. I have a mutt. I'm Smiley the dog. I'm super smiley. I have a cat, two sweets, a travel kitty. I have a girlfriend, and she's really pretty. I have a pony, and we share a big horse. We have a big car. Yeah, we have two, of course. I have a pool. In the summer, I stay cool. Into a fountain, live in the mountain, live high on the hog. Need to be a spokes dog. I'm Smiley the dog. I am a mutt. I'm Smiley the dog. I'm super smiley.
Wolf and Super Smiles, welcome to a Super Smiley Adventure on Pet Life Radio, the largest pet radio network in the world. I'm Megan Blake, the pet lifestyle coach, here with my handsome co-host, two-time shelter dog, Super Smiley, who's the ambassador of kindness for State Farm, our amazing national sponsor. Thank you, State Farm, for all you do for dogs and their people. As the pet lifestyle coach, I travel the country with Smiley, helping people adopt the right pet for their lifestyle, because that's the very most important first step. And then I help train them so they keep that pet forever. And here on A Super Smiley Adventure, we explore adventures where animals lead. These can be adventures for fun, or missions of animal advocacy, or inner journeys of self-discovery where our pets often show themselves to be our healers and teachers. Now, Smiley and I are back in Malibu after we were on a fabulous adventure. We were acting in a beautiful film for the Hallmark Channel called The Ultimate Legacy. And while we were shooting on location in Kentucky, we had the wonderful opportunity to work with the most beautiful classic actress. She's acted in iconic projects, including Mission Impossible, Star Trek, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., well over 100 television series and film projects. She is the original Catwoman from the original Batman movie. She's a former Miss America, a supporter of actors and others for animals, and she co-stars with Super Smiley in the film The Ultimate Legacy, which will be released on the Hallmark Channel in the new year. So Smiley and I couldn't think of a better way to come back to Malibu and start the holidays with the beautiful and iconic actress and pet lover, Lee Merriweather. Welcome, Lee.
Oh, thank you so much. My goodness, this is a treat.
Oh, we're so happy to have you. And Lee, it was such a great pleasure to meet you. You have been a star for decades, from Batman to Star Trek.
And decades.
Forever. I mean, you're shining so bright in the sky for us, Lee, on the big screen and in the small screen. And since this is Pet Life Radio, let's start by asking you about playing Catwoman. What was that like playing Catwoman?
Oh, it was heaven. It was a role that I loved so much doing. I've always been a cat person. Since I was a little girl, I had cats all the time and in our house and all. And I was able to, and in the audition, purr like a cat and move like a cat and lick my hand and all when I was auditioning for the part.
I love this, Lee. I actually was going to ask you about that. So tell us more about playing the cat.
Oh, it was marvelous. I think I was the luckiest of all the Catwomen, and there have been some wonderful Catwoman versions, you know. I mean, Julie Newmar was the first, and there have been any number of gals who have played Catwoman since. But I think I was the luckiest because I got to work with these icons. I mean,
absolutely.
Meredith, yes. Cesar Romero, Frank Gorshin, and Adam West and Burt Ward. You know, I mean, you can't to have anything better. It was really a treat. I so enjoyed it. And I have people, you know, at conventions, we sign autographs and everything, and people still come up and say, oh, I remember seeing that for the first time, you know, and they're of a certain age now, but they still watch it again and again whenever it's on television. It's nice.
It's so wonderful. And Lee, you mentioned actual, you know, real life cats in your life. Can you tell us, I have cats, dogs, and horses, and they're all so different, but they all contribute so much. What have the cats taught you in your life? I believe animals are healers and teachers. So what have the cats, your cats, shown you?
Well, I've had, I guess Perky Peter, probably
I love that name.
The lesson teacher.
Okay.
He was, I found him when I was doing a play in Alabama, showed up at our rehearsal hall, and nobody knew who he was or what, I mean, where he came from or anything. And all of a sudden he gravitated toward me.
Oh.
I was petting him and I'm holding him and everything. He's such a sweet little cat. And I thought, I can't leave him here. I can't leave him here once.
Right, right.
So, and so I brought him home, and he took to apartment living in New York. He adapted beautifully. He always did. I mean, he always adapted to any place I took him. He just seemed to be able to anything. The only time, the funniest thing I remember about him, I think of it every once in a while, I had drawn a bath. Our apartment was long, so that it was one of those long ones, you know.
Right, and, right.
And the bathroom was at the end of the living room was at the front of the apartment, and the bathroom was at the back.
Uh-huh.
And I had drawn a bath and then come out, and I was looking for something, and Perky took off and ran, and he would jump into the tub, but just, you know, the tub, and play in the tub for some reason.
My cat
well,
does that
he didn't yes. know that I had poured water into it, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
And I saw him from the living room. I looked at him, and I went, Perky, no, no. And he jumped into the water and came straight back up and out.
Oh, my gosh, that is so
funny. I don't know how cats could do that, but he did. He jumped out, straight up and out of the tub without
so
even
funny.
Changing direction. It was almost like, you know, out.
Like down. A cartoon, almost like a cartoon. That is so funny. One time, I have a similar story. I was in the bathtub and my kitty cat, Toot Sweet, the travel kitty, liked to walk around the edge. But one time he slipped and fell in and he started howling that big, how, how, but he got right out. It was very funny. So I understand. And Lee, Batman is definitely the superhero. And you also did a film I read with Dean Cain, A Horse for Summer. And Dean Cain was Superman. You worked with Super Smiley and you're a former Miss America. Lee, what's it like to be working with these superheroes and also being such a role model yourself? I mean, these are pretty big things. What is it like?
I know. Well, hopefully, I mean, I've survived it all, so and I'm still around. I mean,
yes.
Heaven only knows. I don't know how. I'm 80 now, so.
Oh, Lee, and you, bless you, bless you. You are one of the most beautiful women walking the planet. I can honestly say that. You are just gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Oh, thank you, honey. Thank you. How's my baby dog?
Oh, Super Smiley? Super Smiley?
You
he is doing great, and he loved working with you, Lee. He absolutely adored working with you. You just have such a kind and gentle spirit, and it was, and yes, let's talk about The Ultimate Legacy. I was so thrilled to meet you. We shot in Kentucky on a film called The Ultimate Legacy, and oh, Lee, I just spoke with the executive producer, Rick Eldridge, just this afternoon, and he knows that we're doing this show today. Yes, he sends you his very, very best, and so we want to give a shout out to the fabulous Rick Eldridge and The Ultimate Legacy and the Hallmark Channel, and this was such, yes, I want you to tell everyone, yes.
He was, well, he's one of the most generous producers I've ever worked with. He's a gentle man, a gentle soul. He cares about his projects. Primarily, they're mostly faith-based, and all of them are pretty much from Jim Stovall's mind, you know, that brilliant man. He's just, and he's another one who's a joy to know as well.
And this is part of a trilogy, right? The Gift series. You were in the Ultimate Life. Tell the audience about that a little bit.
Well, The Ultimate Gift. I was in The Ultimate Gift and then The Ultimate Life. And now The Ultimate Legacy. And with any kind of luck, I'm hoping, because Jim Stovall has a new series of books that are very exciting, and I'm hoping to be able to play a nun in his next.
Oh, that would be beautiful, Lee. That would be beautiful.
I sent him a letter saying that, or actually I called him on the phone and I said, I have a costume, because I toured with Nonsense, the 20th anniversary all-star tour of Nonsense, and I have my costume from that production.
I saw some pictures.
I have my nun's costume. That part.
You're ready to go. I cannot imagine him turning you down, Lee. That is an amazing, amazing offer. Oh my gosh, and I'm so excited for The Ultimate Legacy to come out. Rick said it's supposed to be out the end of January. we'll keep everybody updated on that. And the holidays are here now. I want to wish Merry Christmas to everyone out there and Happy Hanukkah. With all the holiday activities and feasts, Lee and I have some ideas on how to keep our pets happy and safe during the holidays. And Lee, I want to hear more about Miss America, more about the ultimate legacy, and all that with our special guest, Lee Merriweather, right after this break. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens, and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them, with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent. To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com.
Nature at its best is nature at its simplest. At Red Barn, we've kept it simple for 20 years by concentrating on single-ingredient natural dog treats. Because Mother Nature's actually pretty good at this. Bones are just tasty bones. Meat treats are just nourishing meat. It's nature at its simplest. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Natural Treats. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Try our slow-roasted, natural, meaty bones.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on a Super Smiley Adventure with the beautiful, iconic actress Lee Merriweather. Welcome back to a Super Smiley Adventure, Lee.
Thank you.
So Lee, tell us about the animals in your life now. I know you have some, I call them grand dogs, who are with your daughter, Leslie. So tell us about your pack, your family pack now.
Yes, well, Koa has an infection in his toe, and now maybe his, we're just so worried about him. So,
and Koa's a dog, so the audience knows. Koa is your daughter's dog, right? Yes.
Leslie's dog. And Leslie. He's just, he's such a wonderful dog, and he just is so loyal to Leslie, and well, to me too. I have one favorite picture. I'm putting on makeup in the mirror, and Leslie came in and took the picture. He's sitting behind me looking up at watching me put
on. Oh, they're so cute.
Picture ever. But yeah, I'm hoping that he makes it through his ordeal.
So our listeners know Koa is having his toe amputated. Is that correct? Is that what he's going through right now?
Right now, yes. Okay. Infection, some other things. So we're just saying prayers all the time.
Well, we will add our prayers for Koa as well. Oh, and Lee, let me share with you. I had a dog named Spirit, my beautiful little Spirit, and she had her leg amputated because she had cancer. And we were horrified and shocked, and we didn't know what to do. And I thought I was just taking her in to have her arthritis medication adjusted because she was limping, and boom, we got a cancer diagnosis. And they said that we either had to put her down that week or amputate the leg immediately. And I was in such horror, and I researched on the internet and asked veterinarians, and they said that often increases their life by 6 months. But we decided to go on and do it. And when she came out of the surgery, when it was time for her to go home, she ran to us and she was smiling and she ran on her three legs and she was so excited. There was no more pain, and she survived another 2 years. So it can be done. I mean, these dogs, they're so loyal and they're so resilient. So I just want to share that positive story with you, and with best wishes for Kona and your whole family. So that's meant to be an uplifting, positive story. And continue with the positive. The holidays are here, and this means special feasts and guests and parties and decorations, which all of this is fabulous, but they can present some hidden dangers for our pets too. So do you have any advice to our listeners about how to take care of our pets during the holidays, Lee? What have you found? Some tips.
Past experience, hang tinsel down low enough for a cat to ingest. As I said, I've had the one cat I did have that would eat anything. You just haven't lived until you've tried to remove a piece of tinsel from a cat that's, you know, not happy about being reached into his mouth to grab this tinsel.
Yes, Lee, that's such a good tip, because also the tinsel, with it being that metallic or even the nylon, it can get in the intestines and can actually slice through the intestines. So that's a huge one. Everybody hang the tinsel up high on the Christmas tree so they can't get to that. And let me see. Oh, speaking of trees, have the tree secure so a big dog won't knock it over, or a cat. Lee, I'm sure you've experienced this where the cats, they just jump into the tree and the whole thing falls over. I mean, you have to make sure that our trees are secure. And yes, and candles. Candles are a big one. We don't want the cats, especially the cats, to walk by the candles, because especially the ones with long fur, well, for one thing, they can knock them over. And for another thing, our kitty cat Priscilla, I always have all these stories because we've had so many animals. Priscilla jumped up on our dinner table one time right during the middle of a big feast and walked by with her beautiful tail up, and it caught on fire. It didn't hurt her. It just did that little thing where it burnt it, and then the little hairs had little balls on the end. But we were all screaming, Priscilla was on fire. But anybody, so be careful with the candles, right?
Definitely. You know, they have these wonderful candles that have the fake light.
And yes!
Like, and it looks as though it's real. And that's the answer there.
I love that.
Candles. Yeah.
That's a really good idea, Lee.
They use them a lot in film because this can't have that kind of melting all the time in
right.
film. And so I saw that first time on set. Golly, first time, when was that? Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. But anyway, and I've seen them recently, bigger candles. And you can turn them on and off electronically from your phone, I think, now.
Wow! I'm very fancy. I didn't know that. But they also have them in nice upscale restaurants. A lot of times now you don't see the lit candles. You see these other candles that look real. They look real. And I go to look at the candle and it's actually electronic.
Liquor and everything. Yeah, I know.
Right. Really, yeah. Let's see. And also, as far as food goes, be careful with all of the turkey bones. If you eat turkey or the bones, I always say, make sure you've got a garbage can where the lid seals, clamps down, or just take the bones right out to the outside garbage can, right?
Exactly. Oh, yeah, you have to. You have to. And be sure that those outside garbage cans, the lids are tight.
Good point. Very good point.
A Granada Hills.
Yes.
And surrounding areas, we have had raccoons that can open for, garbage cans.
Right, raccoons and possums sometimes will get in there. So there are all kinds of creatures. So we want to keep our family pets safe and also the wildlife safe. And speaking of the food, also, I know we're always tempted to feed the dogs and let them lick the plates because it all is so good. But all that oil from the turkey or from whatever you're cooking can actually cause a condition called pancreatitis, where the dogs can get very, very sick. So if you really have to feed them some food, you want to give them a treat, you can give them some plain rice or give them some broccoli or a little piece of lean turkey without the skin, just think of things like that, without the butter and without the spices. And definitely no raisins are poisonous. Chocolate is poisonous. Any type grapes. So those are some really, really good points. What else? Are you going to travel with your pets this holiday season, Lee? Or are y'all going to be at home?
No, I think we're going to all be here at home.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's the way we're planning right now.
Okay, because traveling with... Exactly. We're going to be in Malibu also. We've been traveling all summer. But if you are traveling with your dog, be sure to take lots of car breaks, like once an hour, let him get out. And if you're flying, try to book a direct flight in advance and crate train or box train your little kitty cat or your dog in advance. Don't just throw them in the crate and then take them on an airplane. So those are some good ideas. Take the medications for them. It's sort of like packing with a child, though. You have to make sure that they're ready and they know what to expect and everybody's calm and you have everything packed, right? That sounds it's kind of like that.
Well, you've got it all set up. You've got, good heavens, I hope everybody is listening because you planned everything out, honey.
Oh, thank you, Lee. Well,
you
I just want
to.
Thank you, Lee.
You
well, I just want to. I thought we'd cover some good holiday tips. I think that's really, really important. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Okay, Lee. Well, let's take a quick break now. We're going to come back and we're going to hear more about with Lee Merriweather and Lee, what projects you have coming up. And I want to hear about Miss America, too. All this with Lee Merriweather. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
It's designerpetsweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit designerpetsweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Your pets will stay warm for the winter and be runway ready. Large or small, we fit them all. designerpetsweaters.com.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
Uh-huh, and if I hit the only tree in Lone Pine, California?
We'll send a tow truck right over.
What if I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM and get to a better state.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, this is Kiki Epson from the Healing Equine Ranch on a super smiley adventure.
Welcome back down here.
And we're back on a super smiley adventure with the original Catwoman, the beautiful Lee Merriweather. Lee, welcome back to a super smiley adventure.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Yes, Lee. And we mentioned that you are a former Miss America. That is so awesome. Congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you. That was quite a time for me. I think I'm one of the few Miss Americas that didn't enter the pageant. I was entered by a fraternity.
Yes, tell me about this. How did you end up being in Miss America, in the pageant to begin with? Tell us the story.
Oh, well, I was in City College of San Francisco, and I was studying theater and majoring in English and radio and as many things as I could take. I was so happy to be able to pick classes that I wanted and pre-planned. And one day I was heading toward my radio class, and one of the fellows, Jerry Dexter, who was I had known in high school, and he was in my radio class, and he said, he saw me with record albums, and he said, "Oh, you're not going to do a record pantomime, are you?" I said, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "Well, you know, for the Miss San Francisco thing, are you going to do that?" I said, "What Miss San Francisco thing?" He said, "Well, you're going to be in it, aren't you?" I said, "What?" That's how I found out. And he told me about a fraternity that nominated me and that put in my name. And I said, "I don't know anything about it. Nobody asked me." And so he said, "Well, you better check and make sure." And I said, "Well, yes, but I don't know." And I said, and then through, thank heavens, the Dean of Women was wonderful, and she did a lot of phone calls, and she said, she just suggested that I call my parents, and so I did, and I called my mother, and she said, "Call your father." And my father checked and called the Chamber of Commerce and found out that the Chamber of Commerce doesn't run the pageant, but the Junior Chamber of Commerce had just taken over the San Francisco pageant, so found out, yes, my name was there, and I was due to audition that day.
Oh, my goodness. This was fate. This was absolute fate, Lee. Look at what happened. Yeah. Look at this path that opened up for you. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I went down. I auditioned. I thought, well, I could do, I had been working on a Shakespeare thing, Romeo and Juliet. Mm-hmm. And I kept trying to run through it in my mind on the streetcar going downtown. And I kept going up. And I said, I got to do something. What? And then I thought, oh, well, no, I can do this funny pantomime that I did for Letterman Hospital. Got the guys in the hospital beds loved it. And they were in hysterics over it. And, and then I'm sitting here waiting, and the girls who were auditioning, I mean, one of them sang Belle D from Madame Butterfly.
Yeah, that's some serious talent there. Right. Uh-huh. You know? Yes.
Not Up is being played, and then I heard Swan Lake, and I peeked through the door, and I saw a girl, in a full ballerina costume, you know. And I thought, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And they called my name.
And you didn't know? Okay, so what happened?
I had no idea what I was going to do, and I started praying, and I said, "Oh, help me, think." And he came through for me, he said, you know, it just came to me. I started to tell them about a play that I had done in high school. which was a year and a half earlier. And I told him about the plot, and it was the Riders to the Sea by John Millington Synge. And it's an 80-year-old mother lamenting the loss of her last son to the sea, her seventh son. And this is the final speech in the play. So I started out just, and all of a sudden it came to me. I had to keen a little bit, and I did a lot of signing of the cross, and until another line would come to me. And then I finished and said, thank you very much, and left. And I thought, well, at least I tried. At least I tried.
Right.
And about a week or so later, I got a letter saying I was one of the 16 or 15 semifinalists in the Miss San Francisco pageant.
And then you won, right? Then you won the Miss San Francisco.
San Francisco.
And then you won Miss California, right?
And then
Miss America. Lee, like I said, this was just meant to be.
I didn't know that it was going to, I mean, I didn't know the progression of it. When I won Miss San Francisco, somebody said, well, you'll be going to Santa Cruz. I said, why? They said, well, that's where the Miss California pageant is. I said, well, I'm not in that. Well, yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
You're going to represent San Francisco.
Wow.
Said, do I have to? I really did. I actually said, do I have to?
Well, you know what?
Miss San Francisco, yeah.
Well, Lee, this just shows that your life has been on a path, and you're just such a bright, shining star. This is what I said at the very, very start of our show here today. What a brilliant star you are, and what an inspiration you are. And you're just so, so beautiful. And also, I just wanted to share with our listeners, because all the listeners know that I'm an actress and Super Smiley is a dog actor. But I don't know if we've ever mentioned that I am a former Miss Georgia and was also at the Miss America pageant. So Lee, we're Miss America program sisters, and we're right here on a Super Smiley adventure.
I know.
It's amazing.
I think that's great.
Yes, it's the full circle of everything. And in reading about you, I found so many quotes about you that say that you are the best Miss America ever. And I believe that. People Google this, they'll see this over and over. And speaking of Miss Americas, I have to give a shout out. I have to do it right here to the Miss Georgia program, because their Miss Georgia, I was Miss Georgia, and their Miss Georgia this year, Betty Cantrell, won the Miss America pageant this year. So congratulations. Yes. Congratulations, yes. Betty Cantrell.
Absolutely. Betty is just wonderful. She was really a delightful gal.
She's beautiful.
Wonderful things about her, too.
Yes, yeah, she's so wonderful. So I want to go on record to officially say that you and Betty can tie for the best Miss America ever. How about that? Can you accept that?
I'm glad. I'm very happy to take second place.
Aw, that's so sweet. And Super Smiley, we were actually at the Miss Georgia pageant when Betty was crowned, and we interviewed her, and she's a dog lover. So I want to get that interview posted here on Pet Life Radio soon. And also, one more thing about this. Congratulations to the new Miss Georgia, Adeline Kennerly. She was crowned, Lee, I don't know if you know this, but after Betty won Miss America, the first runner-up, Adeline Kennerly, was crowned at the University of Georgia on the football field at halftime when University of Georgia was playing Alabama. So halftime at a UGA football game, Adeline was crowned Miss Georgia by Betty Cantrell. Isn't that amazing? A cool bit of trivia there. Yes, and that the University of Georgia team, they're the Bulldogs, and Super Smiley and I were at the University of Georgia at this time doing our newest Super Smiley flash mob for kindness. So everything comes full circle. Is that crazy? Is that amazing? It's amazing how things just happen. And then let's go back to Kentucky and the Ultimate Legacy. And did you know, Lee, that they're also having their Kentucky film premiere tonight? Tonight, as we speak, the Ultimate Legacy is premiering in Kentucky where we shot. So we want to send a big shout out to Ultimate Legacy and Hallmark Channel and the whole state of Kentucky and for that wonderful premiere tonight. And Lee, have you worked on set with many animals? Have you worked on set with animals before?
Yes, well, I had a cat in the Batman movie. A cat had claws. Hello!
Oh, my. They should have filed little claws for you.
Well, it was well-trained. It was well-trained. So it was occasionally the claws got through the fabric of my costume. But other than that, it was fine. Yeah, I love cats. You know, I've never had a problem with a cat ever. And it was the lights and the heat of the set that I know irritated the cat. That's all it was. It was understandable.
Yes.
Worried about
yes.
it. And said, are you all right? And I said, yes, I'm fine. Don't worry.
Right. Well, Super Smiley, he loved working with you on set, Lee. And that was just such a great experience. That was so wonderful. And Super Smiley also works with State Farm, who's our national sponsor. He's their official canine ambassador of kindness in taking his duties very seriously. He shares kindness around the world with his kindness flash mobs and his documentary shorts. And his latest film is an animated music video. And the music was written by our producer here, our wonderful radio producer here, Mark Winter, and with additional lyrics by Super Smiley and me. And the animation is by the BAFTA award-winning Out of Our Minds Studios. So I want to give a big shout out to the whole team. And everybody can help Super Smiley share kindness around the world by playing and sharing his music video. It's at kindnessfilms.com, or if you just Google Super Smiley Kindness Video, it comes up, and State Farm sponsored it. So Lee, I'd love to share that with you. So later I'll tweet that to you and you can share that. It's so
wonderful.
Cute.
Thank you. Yes, I was going to ask you if you could send it to me.
Oh, I'd be happy to. Yes, yes. Oh. So that's what Smiley's been up to. So how can we all keep up with you and your films coming up? How do we keep up with you in social media?
Oh, heavens. Because I am old, I mean, my daughters are young. They love to have a certain amount of control over me.
Leslie's wonderful, by the way. I adore Leslie. She was on the set with you, and she's
Leslie
wonderful.
And Kyle both are very savvy in the internet world, and so I have turned it all over to them. They say, now, Mom, now this is the question that comes in now.
Lee, you're so lucky. I'm so jealous. I wish I had a Leslie. Can you send her over to help me? I would love that.
But no, you cannot have her. You cannot have her.
Please, 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 please. But I do know that Lee is on Twitter, and because I follow you. So everybody check out Lee Merriweather on Twitter. You post the most beautiful things.
And I think Leslie has me on Facebook too. And
okay, good.
Going on, and I... And they come to me and they say, okay, now what do you want to say about this? And I said, well, okay, well, I assume. So they take care of it for me. So it's, but I, you know, I do tell them what to say.
Right, right, right. No, Leslie is amazing. And I saw, Lee, in looking to see what you had coming up, I saw you're in the upcoming film, True Calling, with Brooke Elliott from Drop Dead Diva, and Kevin Sizemore from Devious Maids. That really looked like a lot of fun. Is that finished? Have you already shot this, or is it just something coming up?
Yes, we filmed it. I haven't heard anything as to when it's going to be out. I haven't seen. I had such fun. I played a drunk.
Oh my gosh! Lee Merriweather playing a drunk, because you're just so proper and beautiful all the time. This will be fun.
That's when everyone goes, huh?
Wow. Well, I'm going to be looking for True Calling. Well, I'll be looking for that. And everyone, also be on the lookout for The Ultimate Legacy on the Hallmark Channel. Right now, it's supposed to air around January 31st, but I'll be giving you all the updates on that. And everybody, please keep up with me and Super Smiley. Super Smiley and me, we're both on Facebook and Twitter, and all of our links are at MeganBlakeOfficial.com. You can just click all those and follow us. And oh, before we go, we want to say that without our amazing producer and the co-founder of Pet Life Radio, we wouldn't be here. So a huge Super Smiley shout out and thank you to Mark Winter, our super producer. And thank you again to our amazing...
Kiss from me.
Oh, good. Thank you, Lee. I love that. And oh, Lee, a kiss from Super Smiley too. How about that? Big mega love fest. I love this. And thank you to our amazing dog loving sponsor, State Farm. Lee, they do so many things. They do the arson dog program. They do the dog bite prevention. State Farm, they are huge animal advocates. So we are so lucky to have them. We love them. And again, beautiful Lee Merriweather, I just give you a big hug through the radio here. Thank you so much for joining us and for all you do. I see you as elevating the world. Thank you so much.
Bless your heart, honey. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee. And from all of us here at Pet Life Radio on a Super Smiley Adventure, we hope you love all your adventures with your pets. And until next time, woof and super smiles.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.